watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'ma let some people get in here. Let's get it. Hit the like button. Thanks for stopping by. Get it. All right, let me do my e-begging spiel real quick. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. You know, it makes you the king of the stream, the big dog of the stream. You know, head honcho. Well, I'm the head honcho, but you get my drift. Yeah. Anyway, Cash App, Super Chat, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. The goal for the first hour is $15. And if we make our $15 donation goal, it guarantees a two-hour stream tonight. Our goal for the whole stream is $25. It guarantees a stream Tuesday night. You know? So let's just get right into it.
Yes.
Let's go. Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I was like, if this girl don't show up, I was
Hit the like button ASAP. Ain't no point in waiting. You already know what it is with me, RB Sensei, king of the RP community. Damn it. I'm crowning myself.
Oh, I was going to show up. I was just, I'm all over the place today. So.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Connection is not too good. What are you using? Are you on the computer?
Hold on, real quick, y'all. Okay. Let me make sure the screen switch. There we go.
You're on the phone.
I'm on my phone because my laptop's at my house, so I had to use
okay.
Maybe it's because the Wi-Fi. Hold on 1 second. Will it exit me out if I try to get the Wi-Fi on?
I don't think so. Just try it.
Let's do the visual analysis. I mean, she probably could do without the makeup. But she looked kind of cute. I'll give it to her. The hoop earrings are usually a red flag, but I ain't going to take no points off based on anything I'm seeing visually. Let me know what y'all think. 1 to 5 in the chat. 1 to 5 in the chat. What we rating her?
Can you still hear me?
I can't hear you. I just can't see you.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let me just get the Wi-Fi really quick.
Okay. Yeah, they're very yes, we were like, I don't know if she's gonna show up.
And, is it better now?
Yes, it's way better.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. All right, okay, we're on the cool. Wi-Fi. We're good to go.
All right. So would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Issa. My name is Alexis. I usually go by my last name, Issa. I'm a Twitch streamer, so definitely follow my Twitch.
So Twitch slower. So yeah, she's been rolled hard and put away wet. She's a cute girl. She's been through them streets hard. I don't know a 8 or above these days who haven't been ran through already. If she got any cuteness on her, you can just expect she's been ran through. The very few wholesome good ones, they get snatched up early, obviously, and they still in the same relationship from high school or college, period. If she's an 8 or above and still on the dating market after 25, whoa, man. She done had her fun in the streets, man. That's all I can say. Before we continue, let's take a quick peek at her Instagram. It's private. But we already could see from her profile pic, she's half naked. So we already know what the rest of the profile would look like. 10,000 followers, that's when the egos start to go crazy. When they get 10,000 or above, I would say. Let's see what her stuff say at the top. Some type of star sign bullshit. Your energy is currency. No, it's not. Spend it well. That's cute. Invest it wisely. That's cute. So we already know what this is. Another attractive woman selling her sexuality online.
I'm single. I'm 25. I live in Florida. I'm a medical assistant. And yeah, that about sums it up so far.
Okay. Yeah. What I want to ask. Okay, so you are single. You said that. So what are you looking for in a man?
Stability and personality. I feel like a lot of people don't have good personalities these days.
Okay. Oh, did you speak too soon, hon? What are the chances that this woman is going to have a good personality? See, what women call a good personality is completely different than what a man call a good personality. You know, So I'm highly skeptical. So now we got to be very critical of this chick's personality since she said that.
Okay. So,
yeah, stability and personality.
Okay, do you have, when it comes to looks, do you have a preference?
You don't got to be, like, super fit, but, like, at least, you know, you're eating right. I don't want nothing okay. too crazy. Nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, 25 for a cute chick is, like, man... She been running around since at least 15. Like I said, man, cute chicks get run hard. You know what I mean? On this channel, 25 ain't exactly young. We know that that's 10 years of doing things that haven't been making you a better wife material.
I'm worried about my health, so my person's got to be worried about their health as well.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference in ethnicity?
No, not at all.
Okay, so you date everything black, white?
Yeah, I love it all.
Okay, what are you?
I'm Lebanese and Puerto Rican. So I'm half Arabian, half Spanish, yeah.
Okay. What else I want? Okay, is there, you say stability. How much does he need to make a year?
Maybe like at least I would say like 250.
Okay. All righty. You know, what do you think chicks like this get their references from? I mean, she probably got plucked and ducked by a dude that make 250. That's probably where she get a reference from. A dude she messed with short term, like real short term. But that's what they don't get. Like, if you didn't have a man who make 250K introduce you to mama and grandmama, then that shouldn't be your standard, boo-boo. Like, ladies need to get this. Your standard is a dude who committed to you and wanted to marry you and introduce you to mom, and, like, he made it clear, like, I'm trying to just be with you. The best guy that did all that, that's your standard. But you also got to keep in mind, you're just getting more aged and more damaged each year to go by, each relationship that go by. So the standards should be going down. But yeah, baby, being cute don't get you a 250K man. It just does. It's not enough. There has to be something mind-blowing about you to stand out from the other pretty chicks that are around them. And there's nothing interesting about you so far. There's nothing special about what I read on your Instagram. There's nothing special about your personality so far. So, yeah, you got life fucked up. And here's the thing. I said it before. I'll say it again. The women who qualify for 250K men don't have to come on internet dating shows requesting 250K men. They somewhere eating dinner with a 250K man. They somewhere making wedding, you know, plans with a 250K man. They somewhere meeting a 250K man's mama. You see what I'm saying? By the time they got to come on the internet and ask for it, they don't qualify for it, and they're not in that world. That's why they had to come on the internet and ask for it. You see what I'm saying?
250,000.
Excuse me?
Man, that's pushing it, I guess. I don't know.
Don't second your guess. Don't second yourself. Don't second guess yourself, hon. Stand in it. Stand strong in it. Be a confident, strong boss, babe. You know, don't backpedal now because Melly, you know, got that look on her face. Look at Melly's face. Whatever you do, do it with confidence. Lexi, come on now. If you want to bag that 250K man and make him believe you deserve it, at least act like you believe it your damn self. Don't backpedal now on me, Lexi.
We'll drop it to 100.
Oh, wow. That's a big drop. What happened? She got shook. Damn, it didn't take much to break her at all, did it, fellas? So imagine how many dudes broke open those legs in the past 10 years. If she just flip-floppy. And this is how easily she get manipulated and thrown off her square. Those charming pookies, oh man, she never stood a chance. All right, let's just guess. What's her body count? Let's guess her body count in the chat. You know? 1 to 100. Let's guess her body count.
Okay. Seems a little more reasonable.
Is it?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay. Why do you need that match?
I mean, dang, I don't know.
I talked about this on the earlier live stream, which is available in the membership, you know, section. Join the membership, $10 a month. It's worth it. I do so many streams that are behind the paywall. Streams you probably never got notified about, you know what I mean? Or streams you just couldn't catch because you was busy. A lot of streams per month go behind the paywall. You know, I'd be surprised if there's not at least 5 streams a month that you weren't able to catch that are behind the paywall. So, yeah, join the membership, link in description. But these chicks don't know, man. They just going off what they see on Instagram. They just be saying shit to sound like it's a good number to say. She don't know what 250K is. She's never made 250K, and she's never been in an intimate relationship, like a serious intimate relationship with a man that make 250K. She wouldn't even know what that is after taxes. She don't even know how far that spend. They just be talking, man. These dingbats just be talking.
Don't really need that much, I guess. But, I mean, I could afford 100K a year, so, I mean, as long as it adds, like, both of us are on the same, it's all right. I mean, so if he makes a little bit less, 90K, 80K isn't bad. As long as our incomes are, like, double that or at least add up to 100K, that would be straight.
Oh, okay. So you need him to make what you make.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Because you were saying 200. I thought it was 200 just for him.
No.
Oh, it's you and him together.
Yeah.
That's cap. She heard the damn question. It wasn't a complicated question. How much do you need him to make? 250K. And she said, ooh, 250K. Okay, 100. Like... She has the brain of a 12-year-old. 25 with the brain of a 12-year-old.
Okay, cool. All right. You want somebody that can bring what you bring.
Yep, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Also, when it comes to height, how tall does he need to be?
I'm pretty short, so I'm 5'1". I'm not asking for too tall, but at least like 5'8". No.
5'8" is ridiculous. Think about how ridiculous that is for a 5'1" woman. To say you at least got to be 5'8". 5'5 is well above her. But she's not comparing you to herself. She's comparing you to the height of other men. She care about how stuff going to look to people outside. This isn't wife material. Wife material ain't worried about what motherfuckers outside are going to think. She too busy worried about taking care of her own family, herself and her husband. See, that's the thing. Women who are wives, they don't got time to worry about the shit. Is he taller than me in heels? They don't give a fuck. They thinking about how to save some money on groceries in this economy. That's what wives are thinking about. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, I think we got some guys 5'8". I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm not too picky. I'm not too picky, I promise.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I just said 250K. Here's the thing. I said it before. I'm going to say it as long as I have this channel. There is no good reason, as far as what a man is looking for a woman to be single after 25. And I'm being generous by saying 25. Fucking period. If she was a wife, she would be snatched up before 25.
All right. Well, I don't know if you watched the show before, but we're going to add some guys. And if you feel uncomfortable or if you're not really feeling them like that, you can just say pineapple and then we move on to the next guy.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a tattoo queen. Hello.
What up?
What's up?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous? I'm nervous too. Where are you from?
Okay, never tell a woman you're nervous. They don't want to hear that, bro. They don't want to hear that. You got to have confidence. If you're going to holler at a chick, you got to have confidence. If you don't got confidence, don't even attempt to try to pull a bitch. Simple and plain. Get that together first before you even try to holler at a chick. Simple and plain.
From Louisiana.
Louisiana? How old are you?
I'm 31. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
25.
25, okay. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Why are you moving so much? You're making noise. Why are you moving?
Yeah,
the thing making a lot of noise over there. I didn't know if it was my phone or yours.
No, it's you. It's when you move.
Maybe I'm going to have to come back on.
Just stop moving.
Yeah, it sounds a little raspy.
Yeah. Okay, we'll add you back on. Just log off and come back.
All right.
All right. All right, let's see. I have a player, Shell. Hello.
Okay, see anything. What's up?
What's popping with you? I want to start off with a question.
All right, go ahead.
What do you feel? How do you feel? Hold up. What do you feel was like?
You got to have it together, bro. That's what I'm saying. If the confidence ain't right, she's already gotten the ick. Look at that look on her face. She already like looking down. She already over. You can't come stuttering and shit. Like, I'm not knocking them. I get it. Nervous. She kind of cute. But like, when you really think about how much of a dingbat she is, like when you really start understanding women, like I feel like some of those nerves will go away when you talk to women once you realize you're really talking to a 12-year-old and 25-year-old's body. But you can't come stuttering and fumbling over your words. You had time to get it together while that other dude was on. But yeah, let's keep it going.
Missing from your last relationship. In terms of the guy, what was he missing?
Attention.
Like he just didn't pay enough attention to you?
No, not at all. Not enough, at least. I felt like I was the one always there, you know?
Like distant.
Same old story. A motherfucker who knew his worth. Or somebody who worked a lot. See, that's the thing. These women want a fairy tale. They need older women to give them game. Once upon a time, there was this structure in place where grandma and auntie would give you game. Mama would give you game about how to move, you know, things to expect when in a relationship, what to work with, what to consider a deal breaker. They don't have that anymore. Everybody just out here on their own, males and females, out here on their own with no real guidance and no real community and no real village to help them navigate life.
Think about me like once in a while. That'd be nice. I don't know. Something small. Run my bath or give me some flowers. Something small. I was the giver. I was the one always giving. So.
Run your bath is a necessity. That's like a necessity. A guy need to run your bath.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a necessity. It's just a thoughtful act, I think.
Well, yeah, but look. I'm going to say it again. All these women know the guys who would give them attention and run their bath and give them flowers. They're repulsed by it. They want the bad boy that they know is unlikely to do it. And that's what keep her on the hook. The guy that she know is going to do it, that's not a challenge. That's boring. It's too predictable.
You know, make your girl feel good. Just as you want your girl to make you feel good, right?
I don't know. I mean,
yeah. Even the way she's talking, it's coming off masculine. She's not coming off like super overtly masculine, but it's just the way she's talking to men. You could tell that she don't respect men, and she kind of feels like she's in an authority position. Can y'all tell she got that authority in her voice, or just the tone she's using, or how she's talking to him? You want just like how she asked him that question. You want her to treat you like you treat her, right? That's like masculine, like. To say right after you talk. So I'm not feeling her attitude. I already know she thinks she hot shit. You got fives out here these days that think they hot shit. So a chick who's arguably a seven or eight, depending on who you ask. Oh yeah. She thinks she a 20. No question. What's good, Emoji? But yeah, let's get the donations in. Let's do a 2-hour stream. We need $15 in donations to do a 2-hour stream. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. Let's get it. Hit the like button if you haven't already.
Yes.
I feel like girls are not with running baths. Is that something you would do?
I mean, yeah, for my man, of course. For a long day? Why? Yeah, of course.
Really?
Why
not? You would. Here in New York, they're not doing that. That's New York shorty.
And this is why you are here, right?
So you're the type of female who likes to cater to her man.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, my parents were very original, so, and my parents are still together. They've been together for 25 plus years.
That's amazing. But yeah, you you already didn't go that route. And it's sad, actually. It's sad. Because honestly, this woman right here is probably already done. She's on the internet half naked. She's some Twitch streamer. You know she's streaming a bikini. She's not doing anything that takes talent on her Twitch. We can say that. She's bouncing her tits. Well, she don't really got any, but you know what I mean. She sells her body on Twitch, essentially. And she's not a nurse, I don't think. She says she's like a medical assistant. I'm pretty sure that's not a nurse. But I mean, I guess I can look it up. Let's look it up. What is a medical assistant? It says a medical assistant performs administrative and clinical tasks in healthcare settings under the supervision of licensed medical professionals. So they're unlicensed individuals who perform non-invasive routine technical support services under. Okay. So yeah, she's not a nurse or anything like that. So CNAs, the difference between a CNA and a medical assistant, for anybody that didn't know, RB Sensei, this is an educational show. So it says CNAs support and assist nurses, while medical assistants support and assist doctors. Interesting. So let's just see how much she make. How much do medical assistants make in Florida? Oh yeah, $38,000 an hour. So she claims she make $100K or close to it. She capping.
So yeah, I just definitely am a family oriented person. So
yeah, I definitely appreciate.
Let me clarify this too. When a modern woman says she's a family oriented person, she means hanging out with her family. Because being family oriented to me in the traditional sense means having a husband and kids, having your own family. You can't consider yourself family oriented when you can't keep a fucking man. You're single on a dating show. To me, family oriented, people could look at it different ways, but a man don't want to hear a woman talk about family oriented if she don't got a fucking family. I mean, you hanging out with your mom and dad and cousins and sisters and shit, that don't got nothing to do with me. I get it. It sounds good to a man's ears because he's making a connection of, oh, if she's family oriented and like hanging out with her family, that means she's wife material and she'd be family oriented with the family we create. That's not the case. This woman is not traditional and family oriented. Women who are family oriented and traditional, they're already on the process. Well, really already had kids by 25, honestly. Women who are truly on that path and ain't trying to have hot girl summers. It's easy for traditional women who are family minded to keep a man and all that. So the point that I'm trying to make is she ain't that. She ain't shit like her mother. I can tell you that right now, already by the path she on. Her mother wasn't on Twitch shaking her tits.
Appreciate that, because I feel like sometimes females, not just females, but people think it's all about them.
This generation definitely does, for sure, but.
You do too, babe. But I get it. I get it.
I don't think that way at all. I like things 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Any questions for me?
Mm-hmm. Where are you from? You said New York?
Yeah.
You and how old are you?
I'm mature for my age.
You're mature for your age? Yeah. I think too mature if I'm asking you my age and you don't say it.
Nah, I'm definitely mature, but I'm 19.
Oh, you young. Man, we're going to have to pineapple this one. Sheesh.
What is your age range?
I usually date older, so I would probably say At least my age, 25 or no.
Okay.
Very rare if I did anybody younger than 25.
Okay, what's the cutoff? What's too old for you?
She's already just done, man. It's sad. It's sad. Their taste in men is where they go wrong. She's going after the stereotypical top 10%ers in her circle. And they've already done a number on her. You know what I mean? It's probably no going back.
Was 35?
35? Okay.
10 years is pretty good.
Okay. All right. I have Benji. Hi, Benji.
Hey. Hi, what's up?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
We're going to watch this one, and then we're going to go to something else. But everybody hit the like button. I got 13 people watching and only 9 likes.
I can't see your face.
Oh, nah, because I ain't got a haircut yet.
Was that a bonnet? Never mind.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
What's your name? Benji?
Yeah, Ben.
Where are you from?
Ben Benji. I'm New York.
Oh, you're from New York too? We got a lot of New Yorkers up in the house. Let's go. Yeah. My mom's from New York too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So you in New York right now?
You said what?
Are you in New York right now?
No, I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely in Florida. Hot Florida. Crazy over here, actually. Mm-hmm. Got any questions for me?
So just to round down, you said you're single, you're 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
Medical assistant, and you say you do Twitch?
Yes, sir.
What do you stream on Twitch?
Video games. Or I mean, I could do really whatever, but mostly video games. I'll do like cooking streams sometimes.
But let's just be very clear. That don't sound so bad, you know. At first earshot, whatever you call it, at first listen, that don't sound too bad. But I bet everything that she's doing all this in a bikini. She's not doing cooking streams fully clothed. She's not playing Grand Theft Auto fully clothed. So she essentially a OF model on Twitch. No other way to look at it. Speaking of GTA, is anybody looking forward to GTA 6? Do I got any people who are actively, patiently waiting for GTA 6? Let me know in the chat. What up, Mystic?
Yeah, I'll do cooking streams, VR streams, mostly gaming, though. Or I'll just talk to them. I do painting streams as well because I paint and draw, so I'll do that as well. But really, whatever cool. I want to stream.
Cool. So what do you do for fun? Like, what's, like, your hobbies?
I like going to the beach. Florida's great for beaches. I like drawing, like I said, playing with my dog. I have a dog. And making money. Right now, it's all about money in Florida.
Oh, that's not what you want to. I don't know. I mean, everybody got to make money, but what do you mean by that? That's not really what a man want to hear. If anything, a man just want to hear that you got a regular 9-to-5 job and, you know, you work and do whatever on your free time. But we don't want you to be a hustler. And somebody who just got a money mindset. I don't know. That can come off as masculine, too. I'm just hustling, bro. You feel me? That's how it come across. But all right, we're going to go to something else. Emoji says she works with doctors and surgeons, high-earning men, so she feels like she deserves or is better than the average man. I mean, well, that's not the reason she feels like she's better than the average man. She got some cuteness on her. That alone is the reason why she feels like she's better than 80% of men, at least. At least 80% of men. And here's the thing, too. I already said it. Women write men off quick, very quick. Any little thing, she writing you off. And that's a big part of what women get wrong in dating. You know, a lot of the guys who would have been a good mate for them, they rolled off for stupid reasons. But let's go to something else. Let me look at the comments. Oh, no, I forgot. They ain't just talking about her. All right.
And I'm not sure she's sane. His mannerisms are very feminine. And I don't know what it is. Anyway, I had to edit the living hell out of this because he rambled on for about 20 minutes. This guy fell into the classic trap of thinking because she's attractive, she's sane. And he didn't realize any difference. Although, personally, I don't find her attractive. Anyway, let me get him started on his story. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm done dating. So last week, I saw this girl on Mutual.
Okay, I got a comment just on that first 5 seconds. Yeah, that was very sugary. It was very fruity. It was very rainbowy. The giggling and shit. Yeah, okay, fellas, I don't got to tell you. Men don't respect a giggly man, and women damn sure don't respect a giggly man. So that came off wrong already. So I already know he's about to have a horror story pertaining to the bitches. It's based off that first 5 seconds. Because if I got the ick from it, I know a bitch got the ick from it. The little hee-hee-hee-hee. No, man. No. Nothing against him, but I'm just looking at it from a dating perspective. I mean, he might be a cool guy to hang out with. But nah, as far as getting a woman to be attracted to you, no.
That's the Mormon dating app. And I'm on there because, like, you know, I'd like to be with somebody with similar values. And so anyways, I see this girl, very gorgeous. She's got, like, her business information and her phone number's on her profile. And she does, like, teeth whitening and esthetician stuff. So I texted her and I was like, hey, I don't know if you knew, but...
Apparently one of...
Okay, so another thing. I mean, he already got the rainbow poof haircut, the little puff at the top. Never mind. But another thing, fellas, don't ever rest your head on your palm like that. Just don't do it. It's a girly move. You know, you don't need to rest your head. Just hold your head up. You a man. You don't need to rest your head on nothing.
And a quarter is going to be too fast. So I got to play this at one time speed. Otherwise, because he's mumbly. He's like, he's very, like, I don't know, spastic.
Your phone number's in one of your photos on your dating profile. And then what did I say? I said, maybe it's intentional. I'm very interested in you. So I was thinking if you're game, I could pay you to whiten my teeth. And then if you were attracted to me and we hit it off, I could ask you out on a date.
I don't know about that, man. So you're leading with... yeah, I don't know. I'll pay for your service, and then if you like me, I can ask you out on a date. I don't think that was the right approach. Because it almost lacks confidence. Like, just holler at the bitch. You're talking to her, you texting her, you in contact with her. Just holler at her now, dude. That was, in a way, leading with money. Like, I'll give you some money for your business. She already see you as a punk bitch just off that approach. You know, it. And here's the thing, man. Women are already naturally red-pilled before they find a red pill. She already know you not one of those ones. Just from that message right there. Everything is going to be downhill from that message. Soon as she read that, she like, this punk bitch, let's see how much I can get out of this little drag. Replace the D with the F. Oh, well, replace the D with the F and take out the R. You know, she's like, this fruitcake, let's see how much I can finagle out of this dumbass. So you were already written off as any option that she would respect and genuinely want to pluck. After that message, I just want to be very clear. She know you're a spineless little weasel just off that message alone.
So I sent that on Wednesday.
Now there's so much wrong with what he's, just the way he's dating. Just the way he's dating. He goes on this girl's profile. He finds her photo or her phone number on one of the pictures. He then texts her or messages her and say, don't know if you know this, but I'm just letting you know, because I'm a nice guy, that your phone number is on one of your photos. And then
yeah, that's weird. I forgot about that part. Like, oh, thanks for being a good Samaritan. Like, yeah, that was pathetic. that was fucking pathetic. Like, it's almost like you're trying to beat around the bush that you're trying to holler at. Dude, women know when you're trying to, like, basically holler at them without hollering at them. If the woman was 600 pounds and looked like Shrek, you wouldn't be messaging her saying, oh, just letting you know your number was on your profile. You wouldn't give a fuck. And she knows that. You're not tricking these women into thinking you're just being a nice guy. Women know when you're talking to them, period, you're probably interested in them. Most men don't make a habit of talking to 600-pound women who look like Shrek. Most guys aren't, like, going out of their way to make small talk with bitches with eye patches and peg legs. You know what I mean? Women know what you're doing. You're not tricking them. Now, we just got a donation from, well, I don't want to say a real name, but we just got a donation. Let me know in the chat who you are that just sent me the $5 donation, because you the motherfucking king of the stream, the big dog of the stream, you know, capo of the stream, you know, the right-hand man of the godfather of the stream, whatever you want to call it. But I fuck with you big time. Let yourself be known in the chat. I think DDT just sent a donation in, but I don't want to get it wrong. So let me know. Everybody shout out D. We'll just say D. No homo. Everybody shout out D in the chat. And I got something for you to show my appreciation for you, big dog. The official sponsor of tonight's live stream. Now let's get $10 more in donations. Yeah, DDT, it was DDT. You the big dog, man. Appreciate you. We need $10 more only to have a 2-hour live stream tonight. So just send in 5, or if you want to send in the whole 10, hit my Cash App so we can go for 2 hours tonight. I got plenty of bullshit and nonsense to go over to get us to 2 hours. But I got something for you, DDT. No homo. Pause.
Thank you for being there, man. Charles Ray.
I run shit. You just live it.
More power to him.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
Right on, brother. I hear you. Man, I hear you.
My man.
City boy. City boy.
My nigga.
All right, appreciate it. Let's get $10 more in so we can go 2 hours tonight, bros. Let's get back into this to this drag shit.
He offers to pay $200 to have his teeth whitened, and then he says, if you find me attractive...
And to be clear, I'm not hating on bro. I mean, we just, you know, this is for entertainment and educational purpose. I have no problem with this young man. You know, I wish him the best in life. You know, but we just doing this for entertainment purposes. He might be a great guy, you know, but we just gonna critique his moves.
After whitening my teeth, maybe we can go out on a date. He is giving her the mate selection option. He's giving it to her. What he should have said is he should have texted her directly. Hey, saw your phone number on your photo on the app. You down to talk? You need to be more masculine, more aggressive.
Facts.
But he's acting like a chick. And then to
that's a fact. He is. Like, when it come to women, you gotta be straightforward. Like, what's up? I saw you on the app. You down to talk real quick, or something? That something short, sweet, to the point. You know, I ain't really pressed one way or another type of attitude. You have to come across like you really don't give a damn about the chick one way or another when you holler at women. You know, obviously they know you're interested somewhat because you're talking to them. But other than that, just play it cool. Like, yeah, I'm just talking to you to pass the time type shit. So what's up? You down to talk or not? If not, oh well, moving on with my life. That's the type of attitude women pretty much want you to have. Indifference. Like, you cool, but I could definitely do without you. My day gonna go on whether you reject me or not. I ain't pressed. That's the vibe you gotta give off. Oh, I saw your number was on the app, and I just wanted to let you know because I'm a good Samaritan, and I can buy your service, and if you like me, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe I can take you out. Nah, none of that shit. Nah, none of that. That'll damn near never work. No, I'm just going to flat out say it'll never work if you come across like that. Fucking period.
Offer to pay $200 for a teeth whitening service to give her the opportunity to see if she finds this guy attractive. What if she says no? You just paid $200 for a tooth whitening session you didn't even want. What in the hell are you doing?
Thursday night, she texts me and she says, I'm getting evicted and I have $2,000 of rent to pay. And she put...
Of course she said that. What did I tell y'all? That first message, she was like, how much can I get out of this punk bitch? Didn't I just told y'all that that's what she was thinking when she read that message. And I was proven right. Because the next message she sent is, oh, I'm behind on my rent, $2,000. Exactly. They know what game to run on what type of dudes. Now, if he would have came masculine, she wouldn't have even asked him that shit. If he would have came like, what's up, I saw you on the app. You trying to talk or what? If he would have came like that, she wouldn't have asked him for $2,000 on the second message they ever exchanged. You know, these women have been around the block since they was 15. They know how to clock a dude within 10 seconds. You ain't running no game on her she haven't heard already since she was 15. That's what I want you all to get out of your head. That's why you just got to be real. Like, it ain't about running no game. I'm just being me. I don't really care about you. What's up? You trying to talk or not? I ain't running no game. You already didn't heard all the game. I'm just going to keep it straightforward with you.
The dollar sign after. So I'm like, oh, I'm getting scammed. That's a fake profile. You know, that's a red flag.
Okay. He just gets worse from here at this part. If a woman, if you're just say, hey, how are you on a dating profile? And she says, good. I'm just struggling. I need $2,000. You say, well, good luck with that. And then cease all communication with said person. If they're sharing their...
Let me say this real quick. Like I said, I'm doing a video, entertainment purposes, educational purposes. But if I met this dude, I wouldn't say, dude, why you resting your head on your hand like that? Now, I know a lot of guys who would, because, you know, the way guys communicate, that, you know, we don't sugarcoat shit. Well, I sugarcoat shit. I'm a nice guy. I mean, I know I just play an asshole on the internet. In real life, I'm a nice guy. I'm respectful. I try not to rub people the wrong way. I don't call people out. I don't try to embarrass people. I don't try to belittle people just to make a joke. I don't do none of that shit. I'm vehemently against it, honestly. But that's a whole nother episode. But I just wanted to point out that if I came in contact with this dude in real life, now y'all can tell me what y'all think about this, or y'all can tell me how y'all would handle it. And I saw him resting his head on his hand like that. I mean, I'd take a mental note, but I wouldn't call him out. It ain't my place to call him out, you know? And then we probably would be around people. I'm not trying to embarrass him. I don't do shit like that. And I don't think you should either. That was the point of this whole quick rant. I mean, it's all about nuance and context and stuff like that. But don't try to embarrass or belittle people or call people out all the time. Or hardly ever, unless you absolutely have to. But if I just met this dude at the first time, I don't think it would be my place to criticize how he's, you know, resting his head. But I will do it on a video.
Your financial woes with you, especially a woman, run away. She's letting you know what she's interested in right off the top of the bat. But he
hit the like button. There's 16 people watching and only 12 likes. Hit the like. Take your fat ass finger and hit the like button.
He keeps going.
So I like looked her up a little bit, and then I was like, oh no, it's like a legit business. This is her number. And so I just sent her a really nice text, like, you know, I know things are tough for a lot of people right now. I hope things look up for you. Like, if you end up getting evicted, let me know. I'll help you move your stuff out.
Whoa, what? evicted, let me know. I'll help you move your stuff out. Okay. She knows you're only saying this because you think she's pretty. And that's shallow, it's superficial, and it's fucking pathetic. I'm criticizing the man. Like I said, this is nothing personal, but we just talking as bros, man. Why would you help her move her stuff? You don't know this bitch, man. Think about it. y'all have exchanged 3 messages max, one of which was her begging for money. And you still think you should come back and say, I'll help you move? From a chick that you even admitted is probably scamming you. But this is the current state of American men. Most men are just desperate. Because most men don't get any attention or any play from women at all. And this is that scarcity mindset will make you tell a scammer, bitch, I'll help you move if you get evicted.
Now he's smart enough not to offer any money, but then he says, if you get evicted and you need help moving your stuff, let me know. Why? Why would you help some strange woman move her stuff? Because she's hot?
Yeah, pretty
what,
much.
What are you doing? This is why so many men fail at dating. He thinks he's being nice. He thinks he's being funny.
Yeah, women are repulsed by nice. If you haven't learned anything from my channel, you know that, right? Women are repulsed by nice. Because they feel like the woman is the one that's supposed to be nice. Men are supposed to be stoic and handle shit and potentially fight off bears. Think about it. If you're a woman and you want to be protected and provided for, do you want a motherfucker that give off nice? The motherfucker who got to go fight wars and fight bears off or shoot somebody if they break in? That's not attractive. He's just so nice. Nice is gonna get a bitch killed. Like if she's looking at it from the cave woman mindset, like the hind brain or whatever you want to call it, nice is gonna get me and my baby killed. You know, fuck being nice. Nice doesn't win wars. Nice don't fight off bears. You know. Nice doesn't shoot intruders with shotguns. Nice is going to get me and my infant murdered. That's what's going on in the subconscious of every woman when she meets a nice guy. And I don't blame them. Like, now that I'm aware, I don't blame them. And now that I know the true nature of woman, I would never truly be, like, nice to a woman unless she really earned it. Because I know the true nature of woman. There's nothing for me to be nice about. Like, why would I be nice to you? You're probably not a good person. The hell I'm showing you my nice side for? I mean, respectful always. That's my bare minimum. I'm going to be respectful. But nice? Nah.
And all she hears on the other end of that phone as she's looking at his texts and looking at his replies, she's not hearing he's being funny. She hears it as a giant vacuum sucking hole of needy man. Just, I will do anything. Please pay attention to me. That's all she hears from this dude. And I don't blame her. Because so far he said, hey, your number's on here. Just want to let you know. Also, I'll pay $200 for your teeth whitening service. And you can see if I'm attractive. And if you find me attractive, we can go out, giving her mate selection. And then third, he's like, I'll help you move if you get evicted. Why? She's a stranger.
That's creepy.
Like, but this, a lot of men fall into this trap. A lot.
Look, I get it, man. People need attention. Humans want attention. Humans want human touch. I mean, men are just out here lonely as hell, can't get a handshake from a bitch. I get it, man. It gets lonely. You know? You just want somebody to pay you attention as a guy. Nobody gives a damn about men. Nobody wants to look at a man. Nobody cares if a man dies on the side of the road. It fucking sucks, man. It hurts your feelings, you know? And all these guys, they're trying with women. They're trying, coming up short. It get old, man, and it wear on your self-esteem. I get it. But you got to just stay strong, bros, and never go out like this.
A lot of men fall into this trap. Now, the good news is he's going to get a little bit more red pill by the end of it. But this is where a lot of men still are in the world today. I mean, for God's sake, I look at my watch. It says 2024, almost 2025. And there are still guys like this out there that are cringe like this, thinking it's going to get them somewhere.
I didn't hear back from her. And then today, like right as I was getting off drill, she's like, I charge $199 for teeth whitening. Would you like to do it today? And I was like, oh, I'm about to get off work. That could work for me. So she sends me the address.
Bro, for $200, you could have got laid by a hot college chick. I'm going to pay some dingbat that don't respect me $200 for the chance she might like me. She's not going to like you, dude. You've already been disqualified. Just never mind.
So at 4:41, I said, sounds good. We just got released, so I can be there in like 25 or 30 minutes. And so she sends me like some directions of how to get there. So at 5:10, so 31 minutes, I was 1 minute late. I was like, just trying to find a spot. And I called her and she texted me back. She says, yeah, I have something else to do after this. There's plenty of street parking. I don't know what kind of games you're playing. So I park my car.
Okay, there's the next problem. There's the next problem right there. She says, you want to do the white teeth whitening? He still goes ahead. There's been no conversation, no flirting, no getting to know each other, no seeing if you have similar interests, no chemistry. She's just worried about the teeth whitening because she wants your money, dude. She just said she needed $2,000 or she's going to get evicted. And then you just...
Which was a lie. Let's just be very clear about that. The $2,000 thing is a lie. Well, that actually does sound like, you know, fuck up dingbat women. She probably actually is about to get evicted. I wouldn't be shocked. But that could be a total lie, too, just to try to get $2,000 out of you. Both are very feasible when it comes to the modern woman.
Offered $200 for teeth whitening that probably costs her $10. Because this isn't happening in the dental office. It's happening like, I don't know where it's happening. And then he arrives there 1 minute late because he said he could be there in 25 to 30 minutes. He said he gets there in 31 minutes. He says, I'm just looking for a place to park. And she starts with the, I don't know what kind of game you're playing. Besides, I have something else to do after this. My dude, if this is not a blow off line, I don't know what to tell you it is. She's telling you, I'm going to do the teeth whitening, and then you GTFO, I got other plans. And she's already giving you crap. But Captain Thirsty over here decides to go ahead and keep going for it.
And what does that say about a woman who's even going to have some stranger meet her at her house to do a teeth whitening thing after he's already displayed that he's creepy? Like, think about that, too. There's so many angles you could look at this from.
Red flags has he missed? 5, 6, 7?
Where I'm not supposed to be parked in front of her thing. It says permit only. I walk in. I'm like, hey, I must be confused because I don't see any spots open on the street to park in. And she's like, I told you you could park over at the Megaplex with like all this attitude. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to pass. And so I turn around and I start walking out the door. And this must not have been her first rodeo because immediately she starts filming. I'm not kidding. She chases me out the door. She runs over to my car, she's like taking pictures of my plates. I'm like in shock because
You shouldn't be in shock, dude. I mean, she gave you, every sign that she's this type of lunatic, this type of scumbag. Like, how many red flags did you need? Well, I guess you finally got fed up when she gave you the attitude about parking. But all this is your fault, bro. You signed up for this. And you had so many chances to walk away before you actually drove to this bitch's house.
I'm like, what is going on right now? So I'm like, okay, yeah, you can call the cops. Here's my ID. Like, because she's like taking pictures of my license plate. I'm like, here, I'll make it easier for you.
Now, by the way, at the end of this, I actually got the video that she took of him. I got the video she took of him. And what he's saying is correct. But what I can't get over, and at least according to chat from what I'm seeing, is there anybody here that thinks he's actually straight? Or is he just not realizing he, because I.
Okay, let's do a survey. One, if you think he's straight. Two, if you don't. One, if you think he's just a feminine straight man. Or two, if he's the other thing. You know, one, if he's a feminine straight dude. Two, if he's that other, you know, preference. But yeah, what time is it? I'm about to get off here probably in 10 minutes, unless we get that $10 more for me to go 2 hours. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs at the top of the chat.
I listen to him and I see his mannerisms of putting his hands like, oh my God, seriously, and putting his hands to his chest like this, and a little bit of the lispy. And I don't know about you, but I this is not what I would expect a military member slash dude to be like. I just, this, I don't know, man. He just,
My ID, you can take a picture of that and you can tell the cops this is who I am and they can look me up. And I'm thinking in my head, I don't really want to get my teeth whitened in the first place. I'll just try to get my foot in the door for a nice date with a beautiful woman. And so she's like standing in the way of my door, so I can't shut it without touching her. And I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna fall for that. So I'm like, hey, can I close my door? And she's, anyways, so I'm closing my door and she's like, you ugly fuck. Then she starts texting me.
Well, yeah, look, and I want to be clear about this. I feel like there's certain dudes women don't try this type of stuff on, because there's certain dudes who will just clean their clock, frankly, and not give a flying fuck. And those are the guys they like effing the most, honestly.
He says, I'll be letting them know you're probably letting me know. I'll be letting you know you're basically blacklisted to all women in Utah now. I texted back, I think I'll be okay, with a smiley face. And then she texts me and she says, I should be charging you the full price, the full $199 for wasting my time, but you can go on ahead and pay the $100 cancellation fee so that this doesn't have to get escalated any further and we can just go about our day.
The cancellation fee is 50% of the service. Is there, okay, hey, maybe I just don't know what I'm talking about. Is there any other service where the cancellation fee is 50% of the service? I could see a fifth. I could see a fourth. But I don't know.
Stay and leave each other alone. And I don't respond. Then she sends me a link to a TikTok video that she's like prepped. And she's like, you can pay the cancellation fee or this TikTok video can go viral after I share it to multiple Facebook groups and my Instagram with 140,000 followers. I don't know.
Now, I want you to hear this last portion of this, because this is the part where a lot of guys get to. So he goes on this thing. She films him. She's yelling at him about canceling the teeth whitening, because again, it was never about the date. It was about her getting money for the teeth whitening. And she gave him red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag. And he didn't listen to the red flags until now. He's in her face and she sees his name, his military rank, because he's still in his military gear. Like a dumbass, he shows her his ID. He tells her, go ahead and call the cops. She's already pre-uploaded this TikTok video. She's threatening him to go viral or to release to the public to go viral. By the way, it did go viral, but not for the reason she wanted it to. And he got himself all in this hot water. And you guys know, if any of you have been in the military, if she decides to make a big enough stink with your first sergeant or your commander, and she decides to lie about you and say that you were rude or that you were harassing her or anything else she makes up, the military is automatically going to assume you're the bad one. At least that's how it was in the past. And usually the military would err on the side of the civilian, not the military member. I know that sounds crazy and maybe things have changed. But when I was in, if a civilian said you did something wrong and went through the process of calling your commander or your chief first sergeant or whoever, they really believe that person was actually having a gripe against you and you did.
I guess I would believe that too if they went through all that. I don't know. Y'all can let me know what y'all think below.
Something really bad. Not realizing that weird chicks out there like this one will do this. And now he's got all this crap out there and a video of him and everything else. And all he had to do was walk away right from the beginning when she mentioned $2,000 in debt. But he couldn't do it because he was thirsty. And apparently she has a nice body and she's good looking. Again, that's questionable. But he keeps saying, I thought it was beautiful. So many red flags he missed. And now he's in hot water. And this happens to more guys than I think realize. They don't pay attention. They don't catch the small warning signs. And before you know it, you've gone on a date with her or you've insulted her.
This bitch so dumb. She thought berating a military man, like the stupid idiot she is, like the stupid, just, you know what I mean, would actually get props on TikTok.
I'm just a little shocked he's this upset about a girl.
Stupid. So, anyways.
So, and this is the video that she uploaded. And you can see here he is in his, and she says, this LDS Christian man booked with me on a Sunday for an appointment just to waste my time. She doesn't happen to mention that he was only a minute late. And this dude did all this just to try to get a date with a chick. Because he thought it'd be a good way to get in with her. And now this dummy shows her ID, says go ahead and call the cops, instead of just calling her batshit crazy, getting in his car and driving away.
Yeah, and you agreed to the 199 T Lightning. You took an hour to show up to your appointment, and I'm telling you it's $100 for a cancellation. You come in, and then you say you're canceling, so I'm saying it's $100 for the cancellation fee for wasting my time.
Sounds good.
CRC. And this is also going on Instagram, where I have 100,000 followers as well. And in the Mormon dating groups of people to avoid as well. Yeah. So I hope this was really worth it to you. You really wasted my time and my energy today.
I hope you have a better day.
Oh.
Trust me, she's wasted hundreds of men's time and probably scammed hundreds of men. But we already know that. Yeah, I can't take any more. I'm out. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Time. Thanks to DDT for donating, being a sponsor of tonight's stream. And I hope the next time y'all hear from me, we both better people than we are today. RB Sensei out.